You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Jersey Boys Podcast here on the Blogging the Boys Podcast Network, powered by SB Nation. Your host, Dave Sturcio, alongside America's fan, Keith Ernst, and, of course, nationally known comedian Brett Ernst. Guys, how are we doing this afternoon?
I'm in another hotel room.
Another hotel, another day, another travel day, and you travel more than the Cowboys do.
I have a quick update. So my buddy was at Nobu in Malibu eating. And Jerry Jones was sitting right next to him.
Is that true?
Yeah, he pulled up to the restaurant and he saw this big old cowboy bus. I'll send you the picture with this star on it.
No kidding. That's
like,
so cool.
No way. But Jerry wasn't even the most famous person eating there that night. Sean Penn was there. Charlize Theron. It was like a real...
I was like a who's who. Sight.
But he said he was at a table full of suits. So, you know, he was out there wheeling and dealing.
Probably negotiating the next big move, because the last time we spoke, we didn't have Malik Hooker, but now we do. So that's cool. That's one of the things that we updated. They talked about all week, obviously, on the Blogging the Boys Podcast Network. But do you guys think that kind of solidifies us as safety now? Like, do we have to stop worrying, or is this just like a competition for everybody else?
After what happened with Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, I don't know.
Very true. Okay.
I mean, yeah, he's another first round pick. You know, he was only 28. Clinton, I think.
Yeah.
That's it.
And right.
You know, so let's just see what happens, man. Like I said, it didn't seem other teams were beating down the door for him. Like, it's just all I heard was our name come up.
I think it's because of the Achilles injury, and that's one of those tricky ones.
Whatever it is, though, what I'm trying to say is no other. So, but well, I mean, I like, you know, like I said, I mean, I like the most important thing to me is the our pass rush, and then everything else will fall in.
Gotcha. Brad, what's up?
No, I was going to say, the one thing Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and Malik Hooker have in common is they both have words that are affiliated with Keith's mom.
I wrote that down to edit out, but I kind of like it. I kind of like it. That's good. I like
that out.
That one's in.
That's a good one.
So the Cowboys, obviously, look, guys, it's game week. We actually have a game this week, which is really cool. The Hall of Fame game is on Thursday. It's like you guys can't even get over that one. The Hall of Fame game.
Oh, I'm so mad I didn't get it first.
You got to be quicker than that, little man. So we got the Hall of Fame game on Thursday. Obviously, we kick off the week on this network. Are you guys, I mean, look, I'm excited because it's football and it's an actual game, but what do you guys expect to see? We'll get more into the details of what's been happening with the practice, but when it comes to that first game, and now that the Dallas Cowboys have four preseason games as opposed to the rest of the league having just three other than the Steelers, obviously, what do you guys look for as far as like playing time is concerned? Dak Prescott, we'll talk about the injury and that stuff that's kind of going on, but do you expect any starters to be in this game at any length of time?
I don't want any starters. We drafted a lot of defense. And we don't know who's starting on. I just want to see our defense. I want to see our pass rush. It's all I care about. Our offense, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you think your offense is kind of a well-oiled machine already? What was that?
No, I'm watching. I'm actually. I agree. There should not be one starter playing in this game, and they never do. Very, very rarely. I think the only one that would ever play in the past is Jason Witten.
Just because he wasn't allowed to miss a game contract-wise.
Yeah, that's just how he is. But I'm just saying, like, you never, like, I don't think Romo never played him when we were in him. But anyways, regardless, I'm actually excited. I am excited to see the defense, of course. But you know what I'm for, man. I want to see how the quarterbacks are.
Well, that's a big
Garrett
thing.
Gilbert Godfrey's probably going to start, I'm guessing.
Right.
And then Cooper Rush and then Danucci. who's been playing awful, by the way.
Yeah, we're not getting too many. That. He threw, I believe, three or four interceptions the other day.
No, he didn't do that.
You guys don't know nothing.
The football had COVID. Yeah, the football.
What do you do? It's you know. Well, look, I'm not just saying this. This is one of the first preseason games I've been looking. I really want to see. I want to see what we draft. Nobody has a guaranteed spot, really, man. I mean, you know, look. Who is a solid starter right now on our defense?
DeMarcus Lawrence and Diggs.
Yeah.
And Gregory. I'll give Gregory the nod. I don't think anybody's coming for his position. It's just going to be a matter of who rotates in with him. You know what I mean? Like, he might not be an every down guy. So it's really.
That's what I want to see, man. And you know.
Right. I don't know how many looks they give too. You know, I mean, just to see the pure talent. Yeah. But I mean, as far as the scheme goes, you know how they always hold back on that. And, you know, it's funny that I think the year the Lions went defeated, they went undefeated in the preseason.
Yes. They didn't lose and a game in the preseason. So you kind of want to lose all of them.
I mean, you don't know if, you know, I mean, you want to see something good, you know, but it's like, it is what it is, you know?
Right. Right.
It's preseason. They're not going to show you a lot, but as far as evaluating talent. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, Brett.
No, Keith, do you remember that one time we watched the Hall of Fame game? It was Pittsburgh, right?
What are you talking about? What one time?
The preseason one, the Hall of Fame game.
What, featuring the Cowboys?
What are you talking about, bro? Are you talking about the one in, where were we, in La Jolla?
No, in, when we were kids. I for some reason, I remember that being like the first Hall of Fame game.
You mean when we were jumping up and down the bed because the football season started?
It was like a
started?
Preseason game, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, probably, yeah. But I don't think we played in that, bro.
I'm almost positive.
It's all right, though.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, but, yeah, no,
we should have had that conversation off the phone. Yeah. Well, I was just hoping you would Rain Man out and just rattle off.
Well, I did. Well, because it was not, there's nothing, there, you know, you were trying to pull something, but there's nothing there.
It's like, oh, yeah, it was a hot August day in 1995, like, or whatever it was.
I bet the one preseason game I do, like, remember is the London one. The first time, you know, the first time the NFL was ever in London was Cowboys versus Bears. In preseason.
How long ago was that?
It was like 86, 87. Because Ed Too Tall Jones and Refrigerator Perry were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, which we had, which I'm sure my mom threw out with all of our football cards that are worth millions of dollars.
Yeah, I was going to say, football cards made a resurge, by the way. I don't know. Mahomes' rookie just went for like $3 million.
I don't want to talk about that. It still pisses me off.
Makes you sick, right? But I'm excited because obviously the Cowboys did draft deep, and you're going to get a lot of backups. And you made a really good point with the quarterback play. I think as in regards to the Dak Prescott injury, I think that this definitely serves well for a guy like Garrett Gilbert and a guy like DiNucci. And I'm not sure about the status of Cooper Rush as far as his injury is concerned. I haven't really looked into that one because I've been watching practice and DiNucci throw picks left and right. But again, that's not that big a deal. What do you guys think? I did talk to Megan Murray the other day on Girls and Jersey Boys Talking Boys, mm-hmm. because I did a little collab with her. What do you guys think? How do you take away the interceptions during practices? Like, do you guys look at that like, damn, our quarterback play is bad, or like, hey, the defense is stepping up? Like, which way do you guys lean?
I look at it as the quarterback is taking more chances in practice than he would in the game.
So he's forcing things into different spots typically would.
I'm not taking away from the defensive back, mm-hmm. but there's really no risk. I'm at, you know, because you know, it's practice. You know what I mean? Even though there is a risk for the quarterbacks because they're trying to make the team. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But still, that's even more reason to force something and be like, hey, look at the pass I just made, but it's getting picked. You know
yeah.
What I mean? So.
I mean, I watched the one of the practices with Dak Prescott before, you know, before the shoulder issue came about, and he was like, there was no reason to throw some of these balls into the spots that he was putting them in. So I was totally, totally on board with interceptions by the defense, you know, able to come down with the interception.
In preseason as well, you also can see how the quarterback is reading, right? His progressions, even though he's trying to force the ball. Now, if he's throwing a ball at the wrong receiver, that's a problem. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if he's literally doing his misassignments, that's his homework problem.
Right. That's a homework problem. If it's, you know, he's trying to thread it in and, you know, I like to see that because, you know, it can give him more confidence, more practice in a real time situation. And then, you know, then sometimes that defensive back, if he breaks on the ball, you know, you could see it, it's his talent, his reads. I mean, like, you know, I remember a lot of people blamed Romo for the interceptions a couple of times. If the receiver, the thing people don't realize in the NFL, I mean, obviously we do, but they don't put the ball where the receiver is. They put it where he's going to be.
Should be. Yeah.
Right. Should be. And that's what people don't realize. Like they're throwing a ball and the receiver knows on the cut, it's going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Like as soon it's as you turn around, hello.
Yeah. So if sometimes an interception is not the quarterback's fault, it's the receiver's fault, you know? So that's another thing you got to look at you. So you have a defensive back that makes the interception, the quarterback that threw it. But what if the receiver didn't run the right route?
Correct. You follow me? Yeah, no, follow you 100%.
There's a lot there. I'm a defense guy, so I love to see the defense.
I would say something about what Brett's talking about, too, about, you know, they throw where the receiver's supposed to be. I think that's one reason Dez Bryant's not in the league right now is that Tony Romo carried him because there was so – I mean, he was responsible. If you ever saw, and they talked about that, was how Dez Bryant would be not in the right place. And you'd always see Romo after an interception kind of like yelling, like talking.
Yeah, he's like, do this. But
he never threw him under the bus.
Romo's not that kind of guy.
No, as soon as Romo retired, he only lasted two seasons with Dak, and now he can't get on the team. And, you know, receivers are still playing at his age, man, and he's still talented. So, I meant, you know, but going back to what Brett said, yeah, I mean, some of those interceptions could be very well that.
Yeah.
Where they're, you know, they're not in the right place where they're supposed to be, the receivers, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I absolutely agree. And like I said, we're getting a good look at some of our backup quarterbacks. We're definitely going to get them looks in a game type scenario. When you guys look at the entire landscape of the Dak injury, do you take it with a grain or do you take it like it's going to be okay? Like it's just precautionary? Like this can't be a thing, right?
It's tender, you know, you don't want to make it a thing. So I don't think it's, I mean, look, if it was the season, he's playing.
True. I think so too.
But if he does.
Okay. We lost Brett for a second. terrible way to lose him there. That face is amazing.
We don't want that on his comedy posters at all.
So anyway, so no, I
here we go again. You there?
Yeah, we're here. We just don't see you right now. That's fine. Don't worry about it. So with Dak Prescott, the injury is nothing. I don't think it's anything to worry about. They're taking the necessary precautions. And by the time this drops, maybe he's back at practice already. You know what I mean? Like this is a Monday release as we're recording on a Saturday. There's a chance that Dak Prescott gets back in there and starts running this offense again. And I think that I would definitely hold him out of the Steeler game. But I don't know if I'm holding him out the second game. He's got to get real-time reps in the preseason, especially coming off the injury that he's coming off of. I think he has to 100% get reps. Do you guys agree that he has to play a little bit this preseason in the games?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's probably going to play that first half that they always do in the third preseason game.
Yeah, he's got – I mean, I think it has to happen. You know what I mean?
In this case, it's the fourth preseason game.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I mean yeah, I think that, yeah, absolutely he's going to play a half.
Now,
I mean, he needs to. I mean, that was one of the problems we had in week one.
Yeah, it seems like nobody had their feet under
them. We're also scrimmaging the Rams, too.
Yeah, so that there is a joint practice, and I'm sure we'll feature that on our one of my favorite shows, known as Hard Knocks, that will be airing soon.
You know, hey, I didn't see the blue and white scrimmage on the practice schedule. You know how they always do the blue and white?
Yeah. I don't know.
This thing is taking place already.
Maybe it's one of those things where you just got to kind of be careful with how many times you're on the field and how many practices are listed. Maybe the blue white thing isn't a thing anymore, especially if you didn't see it. I mean, look, I can dive deep and ask my inside sources to find out about practice. Yeah, but
find out.
Yeah, because
I want to know because I always like that.
Don't you remember making fun of it last year? Like there was like nothing about nothing. There was nothing to be seen about that blue white practice. Nothing.
Yeah, because they didn't. But that's the only time it's ever happened though. I'm chalking that up as a COVID thing. I mean, every other season it was cool.
Yeah. I mean, look, they got the fans there, you know. Yeah. I'm sure they'll make it happen.
I remember that shit. Oh man.
That was bad.
God, we were so angry. Like, when's it gonna start?
Right.
Like, you know, they're showing us,
we're sitting there with the live stream. We're there with the live stream, like, come on, what do we got? What do we got? Nothing. They didn't show nothing. Oh my God.
It was so bad.
What an abomination that was. So as far as battles in camp that you've seen, anything, any glaring, not deficiencies, because we haven't seen enough, but the pads came on last week. We were excited about that. But with the preseason game actually happening on Thursday, is there anybody that you're looking to see come out right off the gate, Brett? We'll start with you. Anybody that in specific you want to really see in a game action scenario?
Yeah, man. Come on, Parsons.
So you want to see Micah Parsons fly around the ball and see what he's got going on?
Absolutely. I want to see those young guys come in. I want to see what's the kid name? The safety the kid we got, Neil.
Keanu Neal, who's now playing linebacker, and according to Dan Quinn, this week was he's looking great, and Dan Quinn says this kid was born to be a linebacker, so things are actually going in his direction, I guess, you know, via practice.
That's really what I want to see, man. I'm so excited to see our front seven
in action. Yeah, I mean the defensive line in general, bolstered. Everybody looks really good. Randy Gregory looks amazingly fast off the ball right now in preseason and in live action. Neville Gallimore apparently is looking out of control good. So, look, there's a lot of guys that they addressed in free agency where it wasn't these big splash moves, but it was your Brent Urbans. It was your, you know, the kid from the Texans. And, like, yes, we can talk about, you know, the 31st or 32nd ranked run defense. But these guys are bodies. Quentin Bohan. Bohan.
Wait. Did you just glance over that?
What?
Yeah, we could talk about the 31st, 32nd. But, hey, we got bodies, man.
Look, man,
I don't know if you guys mentioned this because I had to step away. Did you see how well LVE's playing?
Yeah, another one that's – look, these are the guys – like, now that LVE's contract officially runs out and will not be picked up, that option won't be picked up, you got to assume now he's looking for his first ever payday. You know, like, it's one thing to have the rookie contract, but now that the Cowboys aren't going to pick up that option, chances are we're going to see this kid for the last time this year. You know, unless he blows the doors off of everybody in that linebacker room, which is possible. But right now, I think he's really balling out in practice. And
he doesn't look as bulky. Like,
right.
He looks fit now. Like, he looks like, you know, he could fly around. You know, he won't miss tackles, like, you know, and look like the – the, you know, what I used to call him
expletive Hulk. I get it. Like, it's definitely time for a kid like that to step up. I think his biggest thing right now is to play 17 games. You know, that's his biggest thing. Yeah. We know the talent's there. We saw him fly around the ball in his rookie year, but it's just a matter of staying on the field.
Anybody that's in the league right now, and anybody that has had success in the league, they have it in them to be great. Right?
Correct.
I mean, everybody does, but you know they have it in them.
Absolutely.
That's why I still have faith in Jalen again.
Yeah. But, I mean, what's nothing from him, by the way. I don't hear anything in camp, no plays, nothing. Have you, Sturge?
Not from what I've read, and I've been pretty extensive. I even did a whole episode with RJ right after practice ended. There's nothing that stands out, but is that, like, would you take that as a victory? You know, that he's not missing tackles or anything like that, or missing angles,
it's not
or
a victory. It's not a victory. Look, that kid before he got hurt was going to be the number one pick in the draft.
He was the best linebacker in the country. Yeah.
He was the best linebacker in the country. So, I mean, again, I'm really amped up to see our linebacking core. I've seen Zeke. I know what Zeke can do. I know what, you know, we know what our offense can do or what it's capable of doing. You know, I don't want to see our O-linemen in preseason.
You don't want to see them at suit up at all? I mean,
no, let them rest. The big guys, they need to rest.
Zach Martin was dealing with an ankle injury already. He was held out of practice. I 100% agree with you guys. It's not like, and I'm not saying that I hope Garrett Gilbert gets his head taken off, but I'm saying, like, these are the backup quarterbacks right now that are going to be playing. Yes, protect them at all costs, but if it's a backup, if it's Terrence Steele out there, I'm not mad at it because they're going to give Collins the day off. Like, I'm not mad at that at all.
Well, you want all your second, you know, offensive lineman teams to get that reps and get the burn in. That's good. They real game time again. Last year could be a blessing because we had to throw some kids in there that, you know, they never really had that much action before. So that's always good in development of second year, third year players, you know?
How do you guys feel about Connor Williams getting reps over at center?
It's smart. We need it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying Tyler Biotis has been, you know, talked about, but again, like if you have Connor Williams at center, then you might slide in a Connor McGovern at left guard. So the offensive line makeup is not official yet. You would think that this is Tyler's job to lose at center, being that he's like the Hoss now. He's like a new Frederick. You know, he's got to obviously earn that title of being the next Frederick, but he's built like him and he's comes from the same school, you know. But the offensive line makeup is not done yet, and I think they're going to really have to find out what kind of depth they have, who's going to be the new swing tackle, who's going to be the first backup.
I don't understand that why Looney's not anywhere.
I thought he was with the Colts.
No,
nothing.
He's still a free agent, 30 years old.
I mean, look, these kids are getting, you know how it is, man. The kids are younger, faster, stronger. You know what I mean? Like, so.
But I meant, you know, it's still, he's still 30s young.
I'm a big fan of Joe Looney. I like what he brought to the team. I like his,
you know. I just find it strange that he's not it. That's all. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's obviously something that nobody knows.
Yeah, we don't know all.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Sturge, him getting reps at center doesn't mean that Badass isn't going to be there. I mean, as the offensive line, the one thing that they all do, they have to, if they know their assignment, they need to know the other people's assignment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're really thinking of, I mean, obviously the quarterback knows every play, but the offensive line is really the think tank of you know, the team. And they move as a machine together. So they know if this guy's pulling, he has to go down and, you know, go to the B gap, whatever it may be. They know everybody's assignment. But if they get hurt, then somebody usually they shift the other guy over. I mean, it's really amazing what the offensive line is. I mean, it is. It's the heart and soul of the team. They might need, they're maybe warming them up in case Badass goes down. You know, it's,
yeah. I mean, of course you want to, they had like 15 different, combinations last year. Like it was all over the place. I mean, they even kicked Martin out to tackle and that's how he got hurt. And it's just like, but yeah. These are the things you got to figure out, I guess now, you know, if God forbid something happens to Badass, you have Connor Williams who's taken a lot of reps in preseason and that'll work out for him.
Yeah. Well, you want to prepare for that. Like I was in college. I was second team in high school. I was the second team long snapper.
Oh, so you're like McQuaid.
Yeah. No, I'm dead serious. Like I was a linebacker.
So you're a linebacker and the long snapper. Sure, yeah. Is. Sure was.
So
I step in.
Yeah.
No, I'm dead serious.
I believe it.
Skill. It's they have to see. They have to see who can do that. If something goes down, that's it's always like that. That's why you had Edelman playing quarterback at Florida. You know, you go around.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a flag at all.
Okay. No flags there. I'm with it, Keith.
No, it's fine. I mean, okay. It's offensive line. I almost fell asleep, but keep talking.
All right. So
this is what you want to see in preseason, man. This is what preseason's for.
I will say though, injuries. I mean, you know, we can't. I'm tired of that excuse. I really am. I know we had a lot last season, but you know, you brought these same players back now.
Okay.
So if they're injured again, then that's on, you know, like, why are you bringing them back?
Well, they did address the offensive line in the draft a little bit. They brought in that guy that we, you know, we don't know what kind of person he is or anything like that, but he's definitely a body. So we'll see if he gets any reps.
I know. I'm just saying though, it, the whole team, I mean, you know, there's, you know, you just, the injury thing is just, you know, the whole, you know, it really hampered us last year, as we know.
I mean, you lose QB1, it's a complete.
What's he doing?
He must be doing construction over there. But the hotel. See, when you're at a hotel, Brett, they make the bed. They don't. I don't know if you knew this or not.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time: the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah. So anyway, one thing else I wanted to bring up, as far as the practices are concerned, now that they're in pads and, you know, they're clanging and banging around, do you guys feel like we have enough depth on the defensive line? I mean, obviously they brought in Malik Hooker for the secondary. They have a lot of cornerbacks. Hey, you know what? I'll switch this question around because I'm actually curious to know, who do you guys think is going to be lined up opposite of Trayvon Diggs? Who do you guys think is going to stand out enough? I mean, guys, we're getting plays out of like Maurice Kennedy at preseason, you know, I mean, at training camp. So there's a lot of competition. Who would you like to see to be cornerback too? Is it Kelvin Joseph by default because he's the second round pick?
I think it's going to be Lewis.
Jordan Lewis. Okay. So you think Jordan Lewis's spot is safe and then it's whoever's going to be the
safe. You're asking me who safe. I think. Yeah. I think Jordan Lewis. That's what I think.
I was going to say Jordan Lewis as well, but it's,
and Anthony Brown's playing well too, man. But he's, you know.
But Jordan Lewis, I say Jordan Lewis because he'll get the start. But that kid, that rookie kid, man, the one that Sturts didn't.
Nation Wright.
Yeah.
Nation Wright.
That kid might come on strong, man.
I made a bold prediction with RJ. They were doing like over-unders. I think the Cowboys had how many picks last year? Not a lot of picks, but they asked who was going to lead the team in interceptions this year as like a little bit of a, not a trivia question, just, you know, make a prediction. And I said Wright was going to be the guy that's going to lead the team in interceptions.
Talk about the complete polar opposite.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was, jeez. Yeah, I mean, look, I wasn't for the pick. I wasn't really, I was a little, you know, not, I, what's the opposite word of optimistic? Pessimistic? No. I don't even remember. We lost Brett officially, but I'm just curious to know
what. Let him back in.
He's just ruining everything. But I was curious to know. Like, I feel like we're deep here now. All of a sudden, like, I don't know who, if anybody's gonna perform the way they've been performing in the preseason and training camp.
I'll say it again, man. It's not going to seem deep if we can't get to the quarterback.
Very true.
Because you can't. You know, that's what makes a great defensive. To me, a great defensive back needs a defensive line like a quarterback needs an offensive line. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Like, it's one of those things where, you know, but it's the opposite where the offensive line needs to protect the quarterback. The defensive line needs to attack the quarterback this way, you know, because if you don't have, I mean, you know, they have all the time in the world, man.
Right. And you can only cover for so long.
As accurate as NFL quarterbacks are, you can't give them all day. You just can't.
Right. Yeah, you can't. Obviously, these corners are good and they're talented, but they can only cover for so long. You really can't let them just run around back there.
Even if somebody, a receiver is running just a regular pattern, it's nice for a quarterback to have pressure right away.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Don't let that receiver finish that pattern. You know what I'm saying?
I totally agree, and I think that's something we want to definitely keep our eye on this Thursday night. Go ahead, Brett.
Yeah, that's what I'm more concerned with. I'm not, and I also liked our defensive backs when we had a Woozy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I liked him too. So it's the second toughest game, toughest position to play in the NFL is defensive back. And if we can get pressure, that's what we need, our defensive line. And I'll say it 100 times, okay? Because that's going to help our secondary big time.
Yeah, I agree. Brett, go ahead.
I think corner is the toughest, even over quarterback. Quarterback is, you know, you have to know what everybody's doing. But that's the thing with a corner. He has no idea. He's the only one that's really going in.
All right. So you're saying athletic ability wise.
Yeah.
It's the toughest.
You're running backwards.
I mean, everything a quarterback has to know and remember while having the athletic ability is why I say it's the toughest.
Yeah, well, no, like I said, mentally it is, but physically, I mean, when you're
not physically, but I mean, you know, what I mean, but a combination, like the whole thing all around.
Well, when you're a defensive back, okay, first of all, you're going off a sound. The receiver's going off a sound. The receiver knows the count and the receiver knows where he's going.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, exactly.
The corner is the only one that is blind in the whole thing. So like, like for instance, when you're on a defensive line, right, you know you got to go here. You already know what gap you're supposed to shoot to free up. The linebackers, they have to read. That would be this, but the corner is the only one that is reacting the whole time.
Well, I agree, unless but I also blitz, I agree with that to an extent. Right off the rip, as far as like that ball snapped, you got to do something. But the corners also know that there's going to either be safety help over the top, or you know, there's a couple things.
Everything again. If you're playing zone, if you're playing cover two, yeah. I mean, everybody has a responsibility, but you're reacting to. You're reacting the whole time.
I think that makes sense. That makes sense when you're in man coverage. You're on one guy and you're not.
But even if you're in a zone, you don't know who's coming into your zone.
Right.
You don't know what. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's the second. Like if to play, I think it's the second toughest.
Makes sense. And look, we have some decent depth right now. What we're seeing in training camp is really exciting. I mean, they're getting turnovers. You know what I mean? And whether it be Garrett Gilbert or Ben DiNucci or even Cooper Rush when he gets into the swing of things, whoever it is, even if it's Dak Prescott, you know, like if these guys are causing turnovers, it's something that was a foreign thing last year. So I'm excited to see if they can make some plays.
CeeDee Lamb's been making some grabs.
Oh, my God. This is another thing. CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup. First of all, do you guys – we talked about this last week. I talked about it with Kelsey.
Yeah, who?
What?
Which receiver? Which one?
Michael Gallup.
No.
What? Noah Brown?
He's talking about Noah the playmaker.
I haven't listened. I was asking you guys if you guys saw the Michael Gallup flip over the barricade.
Yeah, I did. That was horrible. That was like that's scary, man. I didn't know it was so close.
Well, that's the thing.
I didn't know all the like those townhomes are right there.
Dude, like, it's like they're playing.
Nobody's on the balcony, like watching. Like I would rent that out for like there's some crazy Cowboy fan that would want to sit up there for like $2,000 a night.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
In these homes. These apartments. They're right there.
I know. It's
like
crazy.
Old school. It's like what it reminds me of how they used to practice like in the 50s and 60s when you could just walk in the locker rooms, everyone like it's that close.
Dude, I when that happened though, my first thought was like, which little league field are they playing on? Where they're like the fence was that close. I'm like, this guy's doing aerial attacks over the damn thing. I'm like, dude, and then he gets a bum ankle off of that. Like bro, we can't. This is not the way what's up?
I saw Kelly Lee on a motorcycle.
He's dead.
Did you get the Bad News Bears?
I got the Bad News Bears, Redsons. Thank you very much.
I want to go because back to the turnovers because I want to say this is that if you remember, most of our turnovers came from latter part of the season.
Right, like
the last started four games.
Mm-hmm. They started turning the ball over. I don't know if it.
Yeah, I can't remember what the change was that they did. That they say the reason why I can't remember.
I mean, I don't think there was any change. There obviously wasn't a coaching change midseason. There was nothing there.
No, I don't know. But anyways, can we talk about what I brought up in comments that you called me an old man about?
Sure. Oh, Dak Prescott's cake.
Yeah. Can we talk about that?
Can we? Go ahead.
All right, here's the deal. I have no problem with that, but I know why they're doing it. They're doing it for TV.
You don't think that they would have did that anyway?
No. Then why do it there when a boom mic is in front of your face and a camera's on the other side? It's just, it was so played up and generic. That's exactly why they did it. Instead of concentrating on our 5-11 season. Yeah, let's have a birthday cake. We're having a birthday cake fight. This is great. On that, you know what's funny about that too?
What?
Is that did you watch the tape of it?
Yeah, right? I watched it. Yeah.
Did you see Dak almost threw the cake with his bad arm?
Can you imagine? He's held out of practice.
They put it in his face. Then when he had it, he almost threw it, and then he switched to his left.
Can you, can you imagine if Mike McCarthy had to go to the podium the next day? Like, Dak's going to be out a little bit longer. He strained his shoulder throwing the icing. most Cowboys thing to ever happen.
Came up though, man. You saw his arms come up though.
Right.
Like, that reaction too. I mean, that was a little. If a player is injured with his arm, what the hell are you doing?
Get off my lawn.
Sorry, dude. I know they're doing it because that's what I mean.
All right.
I know it's all for the cameras.
Dak broke his arm throwing a cake, but we got great post credit footage, guys.
You guys are totally just haters on freaking Hard Knocks. My God, that does air next week, not this week, August the following 10, week. Right? Yeah, it'll air the Tuesday after the Hall of Fame game. So I'm sure they'll have some behind the scenes cake tossing.
Let's just watch. Let's see all the dancing and the pie fighting, and let's not watch football.
You're terrible, man.
Thursday, I can't wait for Thursday, and I definitely on Tuesday. I'm looking forward to watching Hard Knocks. I want to see how we're coaching, what we're doing.
Yeah, I've been binging the 2008 season of Hard Knocks. So,
did you learn the Soldier Boy?
What'd you say? Why, Brett?
Yeah, why the 2008?
It's the last time they were on Hard Knocks. That's all. I'm just watching it. I'm rewatching like the behind the scenes stuff, when Jason Garrett's brother was like all over Martellus Bennett for not being educated.
I can't watch old stuff. It makes me so sad.
After I got divorced, watching my wedding film. And coming. I want to relive it. Let me relive it.
Oh, this is when she hits me with the cake and we were so happy. Look.
Let's keep watching. Oh, I know how it ends, but why would you do that to yourself? Yeah.
Little starch.
It's something to watch. Listen, it's something to watch while I'm on the Stairmaster or the treadmill. I'm not sitting there at home on YouTube like, honey, come look at this.
You don't watch Rick and Morty? You're going to watch it. 2008 season. That's great. You should do that.
You know what's crazy? When you watch that back, and I know you guys won't, but I'm saying I have, and I'm listening and I'm watching Wade Phillips. Bro, you talk about a marshmallow. Like, he just didn't care. Like, he wasn't assertive at all, man. It was so bad. It was such a cupcake. Like, he's like, let's go out there and have some fun. And I'm just like, what? Like, there was just no. There's a couple times you heard Jason Garrett's voice and it made you cringe. But he would eventually take over anyway. So, anyway.
We all know that was Bill Parcells' team.
Yeah, so. No, totally, totally. But, Bill Parcells' team was the 13-3 team. You know, the 9-7 team is Wade Phillips' team. So,
exactly. But, yeah.
It took but, 1 year. It took 1 year.
13-3 season, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I don't know. It's just crazy how many Pro Bowlers we had on that team going into that year and just shit
and
the bed.
And here's the thing, Nick Eatman brought this up, and I agree, is, you know, if Romo doesn't go down for those four games after their Cardinal overtime loss when he got hurt, there's a chance that we win the division and we get. I'm not saying we go to the Super Bowl, but I'm saying we definitely get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
When it came down to the last game against the Eagles where we got trounced.
What was that, 44 or something? Or 44-6?
That was one of the worst games I've ever seen. Yeah. But I meant that was after we lost our Texas Stadium closer to the Ravens.
I remember that. I got in a bar fight that night.
Yeah.
Little Sturch was cleaning house.
Little Sturch got in a bad bar fight that night because it's just there was apparently there's just a Ravens flock at that bar that night, and I was just like I was not a fan of that, and I was way too many deep, and I was like, you know what, why don't we all go outside? All right, we'll go outside right now. We'll take care of business.
Did Jerry Jones bail you out for being such an idiot?
No, I got
exactly. So why do we do that?
There's a flock of Ravens.
Did Ray Lewis come out and stab you?
Yeah. You'd be surprised. I felt like my life was in danger when I challenged like four guys for no reason whatsoever. But anyway, that was once upon a time. I was also 21 years old, so 21 and dumb. Man, that was 14 years ago, bro. Jesus Christ. Like, time does fly.
Little Sturch had an all-out, all-man battle royal in the
park. Right. Did a Burt Reynolds bar brawl. Did you get thrown into a jukebox head first?
There was a jukebox inside.
I perform in Baltimore.
Oh, no, as he goes out.
Philly people.
Oh. Say that one more time, Brett. You cut out for a second.
You can't get lower than Philly.
No, you
go
can't.
Go to Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, one wrong turn. They made the wire off that town, you know, like that city.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, one thing I do. Do you guys care about Madden ratings or nobody really cares about that?
No, absolutely. I do. Brett might.
Wait, you
care about? I care about Tecmo Bowl ratings. Do they do Tecmo Bowl ratings?
Tecmo Bowl was so damn good, man. Oh, I know. Before its time. Before its time. Just be Bo Jackson and never get defeated, ever.
And you know who else? Bosworth was a maniac in that.
The Boz, not in real life. Yeah. Because he got lit up by freaking.
I remember. Bo Jackson. I forgot what Madden, but Keith's mom had a hot.
Well, Brett's mom on Madden, it's just she doesn't have a team. It's just her out there. That's it. She takes. No, she takes.
Does she have?
She takes on the 85 Bears. She takes on. She
does she have attributes like eating and like eating skill and?
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't. There's no equipment on her.
Oh, man. I wrote down a bunch of stuff. I mean, Madden ratings came out. A couple guys got slighted, but whatever. I'm a Madden guy.
But you're right. I see the kids getting mad at it.
Oh, like, yeah. Even the players, bro. Even the players are coming out like,
that's
oh.
That's when I say kids.
Oh,
I
mean, okay.
The players. That's what I meant. They're getting mad at it. Like, you know, like, this is going to be my motivation. It's like, what? It's a video game.
I'm about to get in that 9-9 club, son.
But whatever motivates them, the more power to them.
You're going to tell me that you wouldn't, if we were in the NFL and they made a.
Oh my goodness, this has gone off the rails. We're ready for football, that's for damn sure.
Wait, hold on, man.
I'm not closing. You go right back to
no, ahead, bro. Start again and cut off for everyone.
I want to go back to Keith's mom's Madden rating.
No, you were saying that you know damn well that if I was a player and go ahead about a rating, go ahead.
You know it would bother you. Like me and you
no,
were,
wouldn't.
Me and you were oh stop.
What how would that bother me?
You're going to tell me that, all right, let's say you got a 94 rating. You'd be like, eh.
No.
Right?
First of all, I don't know. You're right. Maybe if I was playing the video, but I don't. You never heard of this before. Like I said, you never had reports out of training camp that Ron Francis was pissed about his defensive back, you know, rating on in Tecmo Bowl, how bad he was.
It's a thing. How about this, Dave? My brother walked around with his own controller.
What?
In NBA jams, and then would add. Am I frozen?
No, again? No, you're no, good.
You're fine.
He walked around with his own controller, which he could not lose at NBA jams. And then we would have contests where in our room there'd be like eight kids
in our dorm.
Well, no, I'm even talking about when we lived in Southern Point. Remember?
Oh yeah, yeah. But I remember Long Island.
So we would
University,
play NHL,
though.
And if you lost. My mom had this blanket that was really itchy. We called it the itchy blanket.
I remember this story.
So if you lost, you had to wrap yourself in the itchy blanket.
Yeah.
NBA Jam, huh?
You don't think he'd care about it? A Madden rating. You got life. You would be livid at 21 if you didn't get your right.
Whatever.
I would definitely be like a 95 power, no. But like 14 speed.
So. You know what I would do? And I'm serious because this is, let me tell you something. The Dallas Cowboys in the original Tecmo Bowl was awful. But guess what? I still played with them. That's the only team I played with. And there was a go-to play from Danny White to Herschel Walker on like a little curl that you could get every time. And I finally figured it out. So I was beating people with a team nobody wanted. Because that team was that Dallas Cowboy team was 3-13.
Well, I was going to say when that game came out, they were terrible.
They were terrible. So here's the thing. So I should be able to play with the Cowboys since I was with the bad. So as the Cowboys got better, like on Sega and Madden, people were like, "Oh, it's not fair. You're playing with the Cowboys." I said, "No. Number one, it's my favorite team, and I play with them when they're bad. So I should be able to play with them when they're good."
Yeah.
So
when you
I'm trying to say, bro, if I was in Tecmo Bowl, I would find a way to win with me in my 24 or not Tecmo Bowl Madden. I would find a way for me to win with my 24 rating. I wouldn't give up and be pissed. I don't know how it works.
Let's do this then. Let's do our Madden ratings. Honestly, I know what I am. I know exactly what I would be.
Overall? You talk about overall, right?
Overall.
All right. What's your Madden rating right now as a in your age now or like back in the
no, in
your
my
heyday?
Prime, I'm in the 80s. I'm probably in the 80s. I'd say 82.
Yeah, okay.
I thought you're talking about now.
Oh, now? What are you talking about? My Madden rating? I don't know.
I would probably put myself, maybe 79, 80. 80 would probably be generous, but yeah, I would stick around that area. What about you, Keith?
I would definitely be 82.
You know, I'd
say, I would honestly say Keith, because Keith doesn't play.
Keith doesn't play what? Madden?
I don't play Madden.
Yet. Oh, okay. So he doesn't know the rating system. So you're not aware of.
I did on Sega.
I mean, it's the same Sega. Damn thing. It's the same thing.
There wasn't really a rate. I know, but there was no ratings and all that crap.
Yeah, it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember.
So, yeah, Brett, you got Keith.
93, 92, 93. They had. I know you knew players were good, but I didn't. They didn't have like right. the percentages or anything.
Yeah, they would show you the speed and everything. Like they would. I think so. Yeah, they would, Keith.
I think so too.
Right, whatever.
But it would be one rating. But anyways, I put Keith at like an 88.
Keith, all right. So Keith's the best, like best true football person. Player, best football player out of the three of us. All right, I'll take that. I mean, now if you do it now, I'm probably my hands would be 100, but like everything else, forget it.
I'm still an 88. I see me out there on Saturdays.
That's right. You're coaching. You're playing flag football. That's right. You're still active. Yeah. My old self can't do it anymore. Before we wrap, I just also want to point out that something I just read about. It's just because I want to take this personal dig because I have to. So there's the top 25 jersey sales right now. Just you have to know this. You guys have to know this. Number Dak is at 3 in the world, right? Whatever, you know, jersey sales. Yeah. CeeDee Lamb is at 5. Okay. We have 5 guys in the top 25 jersey sales. So it just goes to show you that we're still America's team, by the way. Zeke at 7. All right. So Zeke's still selling jerseys. Amari Cooper is at looks like 18, right? And then Micah Parsons at 21. You know who's not on the top 25? I'm Jalen Smith trying to get more sales off his jersey. Nobody's buying that crap. So I had to point that out.
All right.
Because he had a buyout.
He thinks it's more like it's more mental, but I get it.
I mean, look, he had to buy out his entire inventory of 54s. So now you're trying to make that money back and nobody's buying your jersey. Dude,
I just, you know, what's funny is like, I would never, ever, and you know how diehard we are, ever buy any of those jerseys that you're talking about.
Like not currently?
One of them, maybe a Dak. That's it.
That's probably where I would be at.
Every single player they just named is going to end up on another team sometime.
Hey, yo, relax. What do you mean? What
do you mean relax? That's what it is. Dak won't, but that's what I'm saying. Micah's going to, he's going to end up, all these people leave on free agency. Nobody stays with their team anymore.
Out of those 5, I think that 4 could be lifers, honestly. I'd say Cooper's out, but like Micah Parsons, bro, why not? But because by the time his contract comes out, you're never going to hear about Jalen Smith or Leighton Vander Esch again. So he's got to be the future. Anyway, whatever.
We'll see.
I digress.
But we'll go through the other ones then. You think what? Zeke could very well be on another team.
I think as much as effort as they put in to get that $90 million whatever, like he's going to be here for the long haul.
Zeke can end up on another team. Zeke can end up on another team.
Very fair point. Very fair point. And CeeDee Lamb, bro. He's going to be wide receiver 1 by week 4. So,
yeah.
And he's got another 4 years ahead of him. So,
the last jersey I bought was Tony Romo's.
I think the last jersey I bought was. Yeah, might have been a Romo jersey. I don't know if anybody came after that.
Any new Cowboys. I don't even have a Witten one, which I should.
You're not hearing me?
True Cowboy.
I got you, yeah, Brett. What's up?
Now.
Go ahead. Oh. I Keith tells you, I have a problem putting another man's name on my back.
He's so tough, isn't he?
Yeah, he's such a tough guy.
Such a badass.
Buy a jersey.
You don't have any problem with another man.
Hey, man.
you gotta keep that in there.
In any event, we get it. The jersey sales are another thing. Brett's tough. He doesn't want another what?
Keith's mom's flannel. She sells dope in.
This has gone off the rails. Oh my God. This has been another episode of the Jersey Boys podcast. And I hope you guys enjoyed. It is football season officially. As of Thursday, we got ourselves a football game to watch. And again, we covered a lot of guys and what we're looking for and how many, you know, how much time the starters are going to get. So it's going to be a big week, and I think everybody's going to be jazzed up just like us. So we're glad we can kick off this week for the Blogging the Boys podcast network. So for Dave Sturcio, of course, America's fan Keith Ernst, and of course, nationally known comedian Brett Ernst, this has been another episode of the Jersey Boys podcast. I saw that you put your finger up. What's up? Go ahead.
No, if you might want to post the cheat code to get Keith's mom on Madden.
And with that being said, we'll see you guys next week.